In this bulletin, the Prime Minister defends the end of JobKeeper. Health authorities call for calm over the vaccine rollout. And in the AFL, Eddie Maguire insists the board of the Collingwood Football Club didn't pressure him to resign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more must be done to bolster Australia's economic recovery from the coronavirus recession as unemployment figures fell to the lowest levels since the pandemic struck. The unemployment rate is down to 5.8%, with more than 88,000 jobs created. Mr. Morrison has also defended the impending end of JobKeeper, saying the program has done its job and keeping it in place would hold the economy back.
It is the single largest economic policy that any government in our history has ever put into the system. And it has saved Australian jobs, it has saved the Australian economy, and I'm absolutely certain that JobKeeper has saved lives in this country. And so it has been a tremendously successful program, but even tremendously successful programs must gear into the next phase, and that's where we're heading now.
Australia has recorded no new cases of community transmission in the last 24 hours, prompting the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt to declare that Australia's containment measures are working. There have been no further cases of COVID-19 linked to the three infections from a Sydney quarantine hotel and no other infections linked to a local case in Queensland. Mr. Hunt says the ability to contain outbreaks is a significant development for Australia.
Not only are we containing the cases, there's increasing trust in the ability of other states to contain the cases. So two cases, two states, no border closures. I think that's a very significant moment for Australia.
Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd has urged Australians to stay calm when dealing with GP clinics as the next phase of the vaccine rollout begins on Monday.
There is plenty of vaccine. Everyone who wishes to get vaccinated in Australia will be able to be vaccinated. We're only starting phase 1B next week, and this will be running for several weeks to come.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says an app could be used by couples to establish and record their mutual consent before engaging in sex. Mr. Fuller says the apps could normalise conversations around consent and formalise the habit of actively seeking consent. An increasing number of sexual assault allegations have emerged in recent weeks, and Commissioner Fuller hopes that talk of an app will trigger more discussion about the issue of sexual consent.
There's a range of things I'd love to come out of this, and the app is not necessarily one of them, but starting the conversation is, and I think the app has at least brought this issue up. And people are talking about it. And I think people will be shocked to hear that 15,000 women come forward every year, that that's growing exponentially, that they have confidence to come forward, but the outcome they're getting is not one that we see in other types of crime.
In sport, former Collingwood president Eddie Maguire says the decision to resign was his alone, and he was not pressured to do so by the club's board. On the day of the leak of a report which found systemic racism at the club, Maguire said the report marked an historic and proud moment for the club, comments which attracted criticism. Speaking publicly for the first time since his resignation, Maguire told Channel 9's Footy Classified show he made the decision to resign because it was the best thing for Collingwood.
I want to do the right thing, right? My whole life has been dedicated to promulgating the great things of AFL football and the Collingwood Football Club. So I made that decision. You can ask me as many questions as you like from here on. I am now a reporter. I've said all I've had to say. The last thing I'm ever going to be is a rat on people at the Collingwood Football Club.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide sunny and 30. Similar for Melbourne, 26. Hobart also sunny, 24. Canberra, a shower or two, 21. Wollongong, showers and 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, rain, possibly heavy, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns a shower or two, developing 31, and Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.